Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's kick things off with a talk about livestock. And, wow, limit down yesterday for both live and feeder cattle futures.
That's exactly right, Dave. As we saw, most of the contracts close the limit down move. The lower cash cattle prices, the lower box beef prices, along with the lower beef demand is pulling our futures markets lower. Now, due to the downside that we saw take place yesterday, today we will see expanded limits. Live cattle will have a daily limit of $4.50, feeder cattle $6.75. Now, choice box beef is trading now at levels we have not seen since late February of 2014. Choice box beef yesterday down $4.88. Selects were down $3.28 on a fantastic movement of 253 loads. The cattle kill 110,000 hit, and the cash feeder index was down 7 cents. Our lean hogs yesterday traded mixed but closed negative. And at the close yesterday, October cattle down to $3 limit at $133.22. October feeders down to $4.50 limit at $182.37. And October lean hogs were down 45 cents yesterday.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, kind of the opposite than what we saw in the livestock. Grains were higher yesterday. In fact, wheat futures had a real nice day.
That's right. Our wheat, corn, and soybeans futures all closed higher yesterday. Leadership came from the strength in the Chicago and the Kansas City wheat futures. Wheat was higher on mainly short covering due to dry weather concerns in parts of Russia and Australia. Now, next Wednesday is the quarterly USDA grain inventory report that is expected to show corn, wheat, and soybean stocks higher than year-ago levels. Trading overnight has been mixed, currently is mostly lower, and has occurred in very light volume. December KC wheat's down 4.25 cents, December corn down 2.5, November soybeans trading 0.5 cents lower, December cotton's up 14 points, November crude oil down 22 cents, December dollar index is 23 cents lower, and December Dow Jones futures 142 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.